going to spend a few minutes learning some of the laws of Sefiras Omer. The Mechaber tells us, V'sarach lispor umad, that when it comes to the counting of the Omer, one should do so standing. U'levarach t'chil, to say a bracha before. Over l'asiyasan, as we typically do when it comes to the performance of a mitzvah. So in this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, V'chad t'chil yachmid af, lo yishan al davar b'ofen sheyipol, im yitlo osa davar. Quoting the words of the Shels and Tshuvos Rufos Ephraim, that not only should a person not be physically sitting down, but even if a person is leaning to the point that if that object would be removed, that you would fall down, that you're literally leaning upon this object that's holding you from falling down, that does not constitute as standing, and therefore you have to make sure that you're not leaning on to such a capacity that if it would be removed, that you would fall. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the words of the Kedushas Levi, who asks a question. We know that typically when it comes to a mitzvah, which is rare, we not only say the bracha on the mitzvah, but also we say a shachianu as well. So on this, the question is, why when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer is no shachianu recited? So there's numerous answers. I'd like to share with you some of the answers that are cited in the Piskei Tshuvos. So, quoting the Kedushas Levi, he says, quote, Niru levayr mipnei ma al mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer ein mevarchin shachianu. I'd like to explain why a bracha of shachianu is not recited when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. He says, Dehini yadua, it's known to us all, kishahayu yisrael b'mitzrayim, that when the Jewish people were in Egypt, hayu b'memtesh arituma, that we were on basically the lowest of levels, or almost all the ways to the almost to the very bottom, on the 49th level of impurity. And that's how it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ga'olam b'Mitzrayim. Even though we really may not have been so fit, such great people, Hashem realized that we had to leave at that moment, or else we'd have been completely assimilated. And therefore Hashem redeemed us from Egypt. Kedei l'karbam tachas kanfi ashkina, so that we should be able to embrace the mitzvos and to acknowledge Hashem as God. V'alzeh husroch lehem lisfor zayin nekiyim. And therefore, based on Hashem's compassion, allowing us to leave Mitzrayim, even though we were not really fit, the whole purpose of it ultimately was to be mekabel the Torah. And the question is, when could we possibly be fit to be mekabel the Torah? So therefore we need Zayin Nekiyim, which is very similar to the Lashon of, when it comes to the laws of Anida, seven clean days, or seven sets of weeks. Uvalozeh, if it weren't for these weeks, lohoyev efshir l'karbam tachas kanfei ashkina, benivs l'shayim esapim tomin masa yavar hamispar. When it came to the Bnei Yisrael that left Mitzrayim, they were constantly wondering, when should we be fit to be able to actually be mekabel the Torah? Very interesting lashon. He says that if in fact we would have been fit to have been mekabel the Torah earlier, that we would have been fit to have reached the madrega that we could have reached, which took us so many weeks, then it would have been so much better than having to have stretched out as long as we did. And therefore, fascinating enough, that when it comes to the counting of the Sefiras HaOmer, which is 7 weeks, which shows it took a tremendous amount of time, this process of growth, Nims l'fizeh in shayach bircha shachyanu hazeh, says the Kedushas Levi, how could you say a shachyanu, which means that we're happy, we're rejoicing. It really shows a negative side. It shows, first of all, how low we were, and also how long it took us to actually improve ourselves. So the reciting of the shachyanu would not be appropriate in that situation. So, furthermore, another explanation is brought down by the Be'er Heitev. He says, in the name of Achronim, the reason why we do not say Shehechianu is Mishum She'ein Mevarchim Shehechianu El B'mitzvah Sheishva Hana U'maisa. For example, when it comes to a lulav, there is a action that is attached to it, and he also says that there is Hana. Exactly what that means is a benefit, or a pleasure, and connected. Certainly, there is no action and there is nothing which is very enjoyable about it. Why? This is actually a way that we remember the fact that we unfortunately are in Golos, that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, because all we're doing is the Sfiras HaOmer, but as we spoke about on Shabbos in the Gemara Megillah, we're lacking the katsira, the harvesting, which is a major element, as well as the bringing of the barley offering. And therefore, it's not something in which we can say shachiyana, we can rejoice over. Not only that, he brings down a stronger lashon. He says, "Avos sfiras omer ein ba zecher l'shum hana el agmas nefesh." Churban bias. It's actually should cause some level of sorrow and pain when you say the Sfiras Omer, because you realize that which is lacking. And perhaps that's the reason why immediately afterwards we're knowing to say the Harachaman that Hashem should build the Beis HaMikdash because of that Agnas Nefesh. So we immediately are mispal that Hashem should fill that void and the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Furthermore, says the Piskei Tshuva, so Od Ki Yomim Elu Elohim Yimei Din, these are actually very serious days. Kilchein ba Omer min hasaorin, because the Omer was brought not from the finest of grains, but rather that of barley, which we'll discuss in a moment, the significance of what the barley is as opposed to wheat. So he brings down on the bottom, quoting the words of the Eliyahu Zutta, in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that even though it's true that it's known that Zman Zed bin Pesach at Seres Mesugal Rafuos Yeshuos, that during this 7-week span, it's a time in which a person who is wishing for Rafu Shlema or to have a Yeshua to be saved, to be able to be recognized, to be able to have Rafu Shlema, this is the best time of the year to be Mespala for such things, as brought down in Svarim. Nonetheless, he says, Ein Zastira, it's not a contradiction, that a person can be healthy, get healthy during this time, physically. The adarab, quite the opposite. Kivan shahazman mesugal udvarim ulam aguf uparnasa. This is actually a time in which a person is connected to the physical world, and therefore it makes sense that a person could have refuah shleima. But unfortunately, it's possible chas v'shalom nachato, a person could potentially come to sin. Then he quotes the words of the Abarbanel from Parshas Vayikra, and he says, why is this idea? What's the problem between Pesach and Shavuos that it's a time which a person may come to sin? She says, "Zman hazeh hu achri hacharif." When it comes to the winter, so you're stuck inside, so how many things can you do wrong? However, after the winter, misoyrer resichas adomim etzel adam. What ends up happening is the blood within a person, so to speak, gets boiling and excited as the spring months are currently here, which is, of course, Pesach, which is time of Aviv, of spring. This is a time which a person could cause more problems for themselves more than other times in the year. Interesting, the Abarbanel says that this is the reason why there's we're nohag not to conduct weddings, not to get married during this time, is because it's a time in which a person may be already have this predisposition to chet, to sin, and therefore a person wouldn't want to attach a mitzvah to it. Furthermore, he says, this is the hint that we use barley, which is Michael Behema, which is fit only for animal consumption. Remish Adam Yashvil Atzmo b'miyuchad b'yomim elu. During these times, a person could really lower himself to that of an animal. He says, and that is the reason why did the students of Rabbi Akiva Dafka die specifically during this time? He says, L'chein meso tamni Rabbi Akiva Dafka b'tekufa zu. This is a time in which a person has to be extremely careful. Ki hazman olu l'havi rachmano l'tzon l'chet im ein nishmarim. If one is not extra careful during this time, one could perhaps be lax in certain mitzvos, as how we have to understand Rabbi Akiva students relax in the mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chavero, the way that they treated one another. And therefore, you could say that the whole idea of Sfira is really to counter that emotion, how a person is going to end up possibly going down. So therefore, the idea of the Sfira is so that we should constantly elevate ourselves. Just for another moment, just to discuss this idea of barley, which is so beautifully brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, he actually says there's a dispute whether or not Bizman HaZeh, nowadays, is Sfiras HaOmer Durabanan or is it Duraisa? So according to the opinion of the Ran feels that it is only Durabanan, the counting of the Omer that we do. And he says because it's really connected, as we said before, to the Karbanos, the Karban Omer, and then the Shtei Lechem, the two breads, you know, wheat, which are brought 7 weeks later. And we don't have any of these things, so therefore it's Durabanan. According to the opinion of the Rambam says that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, it's b'chol makom b'chol zman. He says that the mitzvah is in all places in all times, which implies b'chol zman, that even in the time of where the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, b'zman hazeh, there's still a mitzvah d'oraisa of counting the Omer. So, and he explains, the Aruch HaShulchan does beautifully, and this is how we'll conclude. He says that perhaps we can understand why the Rambam feels this way. And he connects it to the Indian of barley. He says, V'af al-gaf, yata ein karban. Even though the truth is we don't have these karbanos, nonetheless, ikar hasfira, the whole purpose of the counting, hu l'matan Torah, is in order to be able to ready ourselves to be mekabel the Torah. Kamo shemonu Yisrael mikoidim. As we just learned, that this was a way for the Bnei Yisrael to improve themselves, to elevate themselves from this low mandrega that they were once on. Hacha Kodesh Baruch Hu tzivu l'havi karbanos b'tchilas haminyan oimer se'orim u'basofa mechitim. Very interesting. That when it came to Pesach, the sacrifice that was used was that out of with barley, that which was brought. However, later on, 7 weeks later, that which is brought is a different grain, not barley, but rather wheat. And what is the idea and the symbolism behind the barley and the wheat? L'horos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, to teach us, debilti ha-Torah, that if it wasn't for our connecting ourselves and becoming fortified with the commitment to learning Torah and fulfillment of the mitzvos, anachnu kibehemos nidmen, we will be just like animals. Shemachlin se'orin, that what do they do? But they eat barley. So if we are not connected to Torah, then we're fit to eat barley. He says, furthermore, when it comes to the sota, the wayward wife, the carbon, that which is brought, is also min ha-se'orin, is also made out of barley, to teach us that he also samasi behema, lafika karbana machal behema, because the way she acted, which was beneath a person, therefore she should specifically bring something which is fit for an animal, because that's how she acted. Yukashikabu haTorah. However, once Shavuos comes or Makabu the Torah, and we've elevated ourselves, having the mus adam, we've now removed ourselves from the status of an animal, and now we're comparable to that of a human being. L'chein karbanim min hachitim. Therefore, no longer is it barley, but rather it's wheat. Machal adam. L'chein tzitzab. Tayol limnos l'hakarbon. Abul ikar hakavanahu l'matan Torah. L'chein mitzah gam. Bizman hazeh. And therefore, this is how we can explain the opinion of the Rambam, that even though we do not have a karbon, but the idea of the sfira is not just saying the words and just counting another day and another day, but thinking of different ways that we can improve ourselves and to be able to elevate ourselves so that, in fact, we will be able to be mekabel the Torah in a proper fashion.